There's a fascinating tshuva in the Maharsham, Chela Gimel, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, which is cited in Sefer Kemotze Shalal Rav. The Maharsham was asked the following question. Apparently, this occurred in the small town of Rudnik, Yutes Adar, so we're one day off the anniversary date of the occurrence of this incident. Someone decided to sell a friend of his all of his averos. Okay, fascinating deal. And the person selling the averos was, of course, the one who was paying for this service of the purchaser. So it's a strange kind of sale. But the seller of the averos paid 30 ruble to the individual on the other end of the transaction to purchase his averos. And they shook hands on the deal, money changed hands, and the question is, of course, whether this kinyan, this transaction is valid. And the reason why it's quoted in Sefer Kemotze Shalal Rav in this week's parsha, Parsha's Kisisa, this past week's parsha, is because the Ramban, commenting on the Pasuk, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu after the Cheder Egel says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vata im tisacha tosam, please forgive their sin. Vim ayin, if not, mechenina misifacha asher kasafta, erase me from your book that you've written. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, and God says to Moshe, mi asher chatali emchenu misifri. I'm erasing only the one who sinned against me. Ramban explains, what was the conversation here? Says Ramban, Kimosha Omar, Vata emtisochatasim barachamecha, please, with your rachamim, forgive their sin. Vim ayin, and if not, mecheinina tachtom misefer hachayim. Erase me instead of them from the book of life. The esbol ani onsham. And I want to bear the burden of their punishment. So this is not just, according to Ramban, publicity, PR, whose name is going to appear in the Chumash, whose name is not. This was Moshe Rabbeinu asking that if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, erase me from Sefer HaChaim, and I want to bear the brunt of the punishment instead of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashiva, the Ramban says, Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, Hachote Emcha Misifri, Velo oscha shelo chatasa. No, only the one who sinned, not you, you did not sin. So it seems like from the Ramban that you can't transfer onesh from one who sinned to one who didn't sin. So that was one of the rayos that the Shoel posed to the Maharsham as proof that this transaction is null and void. On the other hand, famous Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Peites Amid Beis, the Gemara there tells us the following. La'asad lavo yom alo Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Avram Avinu one day in the future, Banecha chatuli, your sons have sinned. And Avram is going to respond, Yibonu shalom yimachu ha'kudusha shemecha. They sinned, let them suffer the consequences. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, well, that's not what I wanted to hear. Goes to Yaakov Avinu. Maybe Yaakov will daven for them. Omalei banecha chatu, your sons Yaakov sinned. And omalei fanei banu shalom yimachu kiddush Hashemecha. They should also therefore suffer their fate al kiddush Hashem. So finally the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes to Yitzchak Avinu. Banecha chatu li. And Yitzchak starts bargaining. Omalei fanei banu shalom. Banai velo banecha, they're my sons, not yours. You called them bini b'chori. Now why are they suddenly my sons, not yours? Furthermore, Yitzchak bargains, so to speak, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, how long does man live altogether? 70 years? Well, the first 20 years of somebody's life, they don't get punished. That's why the Chayim Raglim, Rashi says, in the Zohar Midbar, who suffered the Chayim Raglim? Those 20 years and up, not less. Okay, so first 20 years, you don't punish them for that. So they have 50 years left to their lives in which they sinned. Well, of those 50 years, 25 of those years are nighttime years, people are not doing much chet during the nighttime. So 25 years left of daytime activity when they could sin. Okay, so of those 25 years of daytime activity, take away half, 12 and a half years of davening, eating, bodily functions, not really other time for activities such as sin. So 12 and a half years of sin, says Yitzchak, remains. So you, HaKadosh Baruch, if you can't tolerate that, palga alayu, palga alecha. I'll take half on me, and you take half on you. Implying that there is this notion of, yes, banecha chatu, but Yitzchak says, palga alay, I'll take half the responsibility. It's another source cited here by the Shoel in the Tshuvas Masham, and one last source. He cites a Gemara in Sota, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. This is a Gemara in which we are told, at the bottom of the Amid, that Hillel and Shavna were brothers. Hillel was Osik B'Torah. Shavna spent his years engaging in business. Hillel, Rashi says, was Osik B'Torah in incredible poverty. And then at the end of all those years, Shavna says, okay, let's go split. You know, I'll give you half of my profits. I'll get half of all the schar that you accumulated over the years engaging in Talmud Torah mitoch oni. And the Gemara says, that's too late. You can't pull that shtick at this point. Rabbeinu Yerucham, based on that Gemara, tells us that if someone's osik b'Torah, before he begins, you can strike a deal, which we're familiar with, sachar and zvulun. Before someone begins being osik b'Torah, you can tell him, I'll be osik b'Torah, you be osik in business, we'll split half and half, your profits and my schar, half and half. But once he's already been osik b'Torah, and now he wants to, says Ben Yerucham, pay or get paid for a chelik of his schar, at that point it's too late, says Ben Yerucham. And this is Rama actually quotes this in Reish Mem Vav in Yerodeh. Rama says, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Rama says, a person can stipulate with somebody else that you learn, I'll support you, and we split the schar. Okay, so if someone wants to take on the support of someone learning in Kolel, Rama says, before they each begin, make a deal, you learn, I'll work, I'll support you. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, it only works if it's half and half. Half my profits, half your schar. You can make such a heskim, such an agreement, says the Rama in Yerodeh Reish Mem Vav. But once the fellow already spends his time learning Torah, he can't then sell his chelek in exchange for money. Seems the fairish that once the person's learned, once he's already accumulated the schar, you can't sell anymore the Torah that you've already learned. You can arrange in advance, whatever I will learn, whatever you will profit, we split half and half. But once you've already learned, you can no longer purchase those zechuyos that have accrued as a result of the Talmud Torah that he already engaged in. So this is another one of the Makaris that with the Shoel cited in his question to the Maharsham. And the Maharsham in response says the following. He says, is it possible that one person can take on, as in this Tshuva's scenario, the punishments of another? Can one person take on the punishments of another? So the Maharsham writes as follows. He says, how is he going to prove this Shaila? Interesting Raya. He quotes the following. He says, on the one hand, we find a notion of a son saying after a father's patira. In the first year, what does Rama say a son is supposed to say when referencing his father? You know, ultimately, you say Zichron Lavracha, but in the first year, you're supposed to say a different phrase. Hareini Kaparas Meshkavo, says Rama. The first year, it's not as often heard, but Rama says in the first year following a father's passing, you're supposed to say in reference to one's father, Hareini Kaparas Meshkavo. So what does that mean? That means that I am taking upon myself kapara, atonement for my deceased parents. So I must cite that as indication that perhaps there is some sort of transfer available, so to speak, of one person accepting kapara or accepting in some way the onish of another. And then the Masham cites yet another source, a Mishnah in Negaim. The Mishnah in Negaim says, Rabbi Shmuel says the following somewhat ambiguous phrase, B'nei Yisrael, ani kaparasan. That's the words in the Mishnah in Negaim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'nei Yisrael, ani kaparasan. Which the Rambam in the Perek Mishnah says, it's an expression that someone says as a result of such affection and love that he has for another, ani kaparasan. Which the Masham says also sounds like this idea. You can take upon oneself kapara for someone else's chatoim. For someone else's chatoim. So the Masham indicates that he thinks that there is basis for one person to take upon himself kapara for another. Kapara for another. But he says then the following. He says, however, it's toloi baratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Because what is the basis for this idea that one person can take upon himself the kapara for another? It works midin arvus. It's as if I am a guarantor to make good on someone else's debt that he owes, in this case, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, the same way you find arvus in dinim ominis, that if I borrow money from you, but I get a guarantor to guarantee payment of my loan to my creditor, the creditor can choose who he wants to go and take the money from. He can sue the borrower to pay him, or he can go to the person to put his name on the document to guarantee the loan and say, I want you to pay me now because you guaranteed the loan. So too here says the Marasham, we know that Klal Yisrael also were mekabel arevus, one for another. They are arevim zelazet. And therefore, says the Marasham, mitzad the arevus that one Jew has for another, one is allowed to accept upon himself the kapara of another, but it's up to the lender, the creditor, in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to decide who he wants to collect that debt from. So writes the Maharsham. And then he cites a tshuva from a much earlier posik, the Maram al-Ashkar in Simon Kuf Aleph. And Maram al-Ashkar in turn cites a tshuva of Rav Haigon. Maram al-Ashkar was asked, is there any real basis for those who sell their mitzvos to one another, sell their zechuyos to one another? Does that make sense? Says my Malashkar, I found a tshuva of Rav Haigon in which he was asked the following. There was someone who used to fast Mondays and Thursdays, and then he would say, the schar I get for that fast, I'm going to give it to so-and-so as a gift. Or someone says that I'm going to make a kinyan on selling the schar of this particular fast to someone else. Does that work? Says Rav Haigon, Devarim Elu Divrei Hevel. He's not too impressed. This doesn't work, he says. Ein lismuch aleihen. Eich yala aleiv. How could you think that a schar of one person's ma'asim tovim that he did should be given to someone else? Tzidkas HaTzadik Olav Tihyeh. Rishas HaRasha Olav Tihyeh. So you're not responsible for someone else's sin, so you're not going to be zoch on someone else's zechus. How could you think, says Rav Haigon, that you can transfer schar like that from one to another? So Rav Haigon is not in favor of this transaction, and Ram al-Ashkar concludes by saying, Kol devar of divrei kabbalah hein ve'ein lahosif v'lo legrola. So Ram al-Ashkar, quoting Rav Haigon, does not think that this is a valid sale to sell one's zechuyos to one another. The Masham then adds that when he was younger, he says there were two individuals who forged a partnership with a kinyan, with a shtar, shutvis, to share their mitzvos and averos. So he writes, Masham says, I was younger, I wrote a shaila about this to Shlomo Kluger of Brody, and he answered me that this happened, this is from a Kluger now saying, this happened back in the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Arush, the son of the Rush. And he says that that story is quoted in Sefer Ma'avar Yabok. But there he says the shutfis was that one made the other one swear that he should return after death in a dream, and once a person dies, he's not bound by the mitzvahs anymore, not bound by the shvu anymore. However, Masham writes as follows. He says, the mocher lo yismach b'mechiraso. Don't be so quick and happy to sell one's zechuyos. And when it comes to taking upon, or to sell, in this case, sell one's averos, in the case of the Marasham, sell one's averos. But he says, if in Shemayim they want to go easy on the onus of the individual, midin arvus, and to take retribution from the person who purchased, if you will, or who acquired those averos, says that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide. But he's not encouraging of this transaction, although he does seem to indicate that, in theory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could decide who to exact the kapara from.